From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Adam Felber, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yes, hi, I'm Alice.
Hey, Alice, where are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Cincinnati?
They're okay.
They're all right?
Yes.
Only okay?
Well, it hasn't rained here in months, and everything is brown but and dusty. But it isn't that.
You get a Roomba.
Yeah.
Yes, I need one. I need one.
They help.
For the whole city, a big one.
Alice, welcome to our show. You're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Alice's topic?
Well, that didn't work.
It is not easy being a politician these days. The public is fickle. They expect a lot from their government officials, so politicians are going to greater and greater lengths to win public approval. And as we read this week, sometimes that can backfire. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of politicians trying and failing to keep the people interested. Choose the real story. You win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hear first from Mr. Adam Felber.
Ever have a disastrous, seemingly endless road trip? Well, you've just been topped. Australian politician Matt Price is currently in the middle of a 3-week bus tour of New South Wales, where he is running for governor. Sadly, the tour has been an unmitigated calamity from day one, when the bus ran down a wallaby in front of the cameras. Since then, Price has run out of gas, broken his leg, gotten food poisoning during a press event, and, on one morning, gotten dressed with his bus's shade up, resulting in a new popular internet video of Price's posterior pressing glass. You'd think he'd abort the mission at this point, yes? Well, he can't. Price's whole campaign is based on ridiculing his opponent's perceived slapdash, lazy approach. So the side of the bus reads in giant letters, "Matt Price, I don't know the meaning of quit." As of today, what the Australian papers are calling the voyage of the damned still has a week to go.
An Australian politician who would very much like to quit but doesn't know the meaning of it. Your next story of a politician doing something that backfired comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Belfast Lord Mayor Jim Rogers may be a gentleman of a certain age, but he was eager to show off his athletic prowess at the opening of a vegetable garden at the city's Botanic Gardens. Photographers asked the mayor to leapfrog over a city employee named Lorraine Mallon, who was dressed as a tomato for the event. After 3 practice jumps, Rogers vaulted over Mallon and whacked her head, causing a slipped disc and other injuries. Quote, "I'm very fit and look after myself, but it was just one of those unfortunate things," he told the BBC. The mayor has been in regular contact with Mallon, who has been unable to return to work since the September 4th accident or eat a tomato.
The Lord Mayor of Belfast attempting to leapfrog a woman dressed as a tomato. Disaster ensues. Your last story of an unfortunate choice made by an elected official comes from Mo Rocca.
When newly elected Mayor Jack Torkel of West Branch, Iowa, promised voters a chicken in every pot, he was echoing the pledge of favorite son President Herbert Hoover. Torkel won big, but the honeymoon was cut short when a strain of deadly chicken mumps swept across the eastern half of the state and devastated the area's poultry farms. Leave it to West Branch blogger Shelley Gans, who soon stirred things up by reminding voters of the promise the mayor had made. Townspeople began demanding their chicken. But with supermarkets emptied of chicken, Torkel had no choice but to drive 60 miles to Iowa City's KFC to satisfy his constituents. After a week of back and forth, voters viewed the mayoral KFC delivery as an entitlement. After Torkel delivered buckets of original to constituents who'd requested extra crispy, he was recalled in a special election.
Let me review your choices, Alice. From Adam Felber, an Australian politician who set out never to quit and very much wants to in a disastrous bus tour. From Roxanne Roberts, the mayor of Belfast, Ireland, injuring a woman dressed as a tomato for some reason, as he attempts to leapfrog her to show his enthusiasm for such things. And from Mo Rocca, an Iowa mayor who promised a chicken in every pot and had to go to the drive-through lane to provide it. Which of these is the story of an attempt to curry favor with the public gone wrong?
I am going to go with answer A because I really like the story.
You really like the story. This, of course, is Adam's story of the damned bus tour in Australia.
Yes.
That's the one you're going to go with.
Yes.
All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with this kind of problem.
Leapfrogging is a fun game kids can play where one jumps over the other, then the next one jumps over him or her. It's not a dangerous activity, but if played incorrectly or if people dress like tomatoes, it can lead to injury.
That was Scott Strother, author of Forgotten Neighborhood Games, Get Kids Back Outside and Loving It. On the possible pitfalls of leapfrogging, as you have probably figured out by now, Roxanne's story was in fact the true one. In fact, the Lord Mayor of Belfast did attempt to leapfrog a human tomato, causing injury and dismay. I'm so sorry, you did not choose the real story, you did not win our game, but you did earn a point for Adam for indeed his very believable story of a bad bus trip down under.
And so I thank you for that. That's thank you so much for choosing New South Wales.
Yeah, what can I say? I really wanted to get a new message on my answering machine.
Oh, I'll do it.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah. Well,
this
thank
is
you.
Very awkward.
I know. No, Alice, thank you. We'll call.
Yes, I hope so. Please do.
Yeah, really, we will.
Yeah, okay. Alice, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.